is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hello, babes.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
Man, I'm bad, mate. Are you?
Yeah. Nice, bad. Oh, look, there's someone else. I'm amazed I remember what buttons to press. Honk.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Just woke up.
Oh, Brittany's just woke up. Do you know, right, we've not done a show since the 22nd of January.
Joking.
No, if I was joking, I'd say Englishman, Irishman, Scotchman and a Welshman. And a Welshman, yeah. All sitting in a pub together. And why not? Yeah. Jesus.
Great example of integrated community.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, what was that? That was the Fast show, wasn't it?
It was fucking what's it called? Something right on.
Something like that, yeah.
He had a wide on.
Bernard Wright on, I think he's called.
No, a wide on is what the ladies get when they see pictures of from Kat's calendar. Kat, sorry, 2026.
The one with dead animals.
Reanimated dog carcasses. Cheers.
The podcast, sorry.
Actually, yes, it is. What was that? Reanimated dead.
Reanimated dog carcass.
Reanimated dog carcass. It sounds like a metal band, doesn't it?
RDC.
Oh, that's a point. I wonder if shit works. Probably not. Hang on a minute. Let's. We'll do the introductions later.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Hang on a minute. I want to see if this works, if this noise works.
It's your penis? No.
No. Oh, God, that
You're listening to Noisebox Radio, a station for cool kids that still uses phrases like cool kids.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Sadly. Excellent. Yeah. What do you mean, sadly? What else we got? Oh, yeah, this is... Oh, did I play this? I got some voice artists to do this advert.
Fed up of listening to shit-awful radio stations that play crap music that makes you want to piss blood? Tune in to noiseboxradio.com. People like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Lies, complete lies.
Complete lies indeed. Yeah, so anyway, this is still Strange Times. Sometimes strangetimeshow.com. Episode 528.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and our first since January the 22nd, 1984.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking Chicken Oriental.
Have they all been released as well? I'm even behind on listening, never mind.
Yeah, that's how dedicated we are, dear listener. Yeah. They've all been released. Yeah.
Bring your children into the wild.
Something like that. Reanimated dog carcasses, indeed. It's not as if anything really has changed in the world, though, sadly. We've still got that fascist dictator teetering on the brink of world war.
And Trump.
Yeah, well, there's a few of them in that club, aren't there? Fucking
yeah, I know, sadly.
It's all getting a bit tedious, isn't it? It makes me wish I was stoned. Oh, I am. There we go. It is, to a quote the famous quote.
Disgusting!
There you go.
Disgusting!
Oh, Scottish people are so funny. Yeah.
Scottish kids swearing.
And some aren't. Sorry, what was that?
Scottish kids swearing. I'm pretty sure it's a whole fucking channel on YouTube.
Fucking guy on the roof.
Oh, what? The one where they say don't move or something or don't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's stuck. He can't get down.
Yeah.
I'm getting agitated.
Oh, by the way, we've got this. We've got a news clip of what's going on at the moment. It's a microphone that's actually capturing Netanyahu and Trump at the moment. So let's see if we can just tune into it. Don't want to play that for too long. People might think it's porn. where did that come from? Do what? Sorry, was that dumb?
I said, if it gets you hard, it gets you hard.
Oh, that's a song by John Lennon, wasn't it? Songs for swinging pedos. Yes, those dulcet tones that you heard there weren't mine. They belonged to Kat Sorens and Dom Risk.
Hello.
Hey, hello, ladies.
Yeah. I think we probably have got
Why does that sound like a threat?
What? I can't hear.
Why does Kat make that sound like a threat when he says, hello, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
What's the habit?
Yeah.
Get in the back of the van. So, well, I'd say how's our lovely week been, but how's our lovely 3 months been, Kat?
My 3 months of tedium has just been involved with getting shit done around the house. We've actually got some lawn now. Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, brand new house, what needs doing?
Well,
it's a mystery.
We had dirt.
Yeah, but you live in mud house though anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not Welsh.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
You do resemble it. So I've been planting. I've got a lawn that's vaguely there. There is green in the backyard. I had to plant all the trees I had in pots, so I did that. There's a council tree at the front of the house, which is fucking huge, and it's been dropping leaves and shit all over the place. Yeah.
You know that trees naturally do drop leaves, Kat. I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise to you.
Yeah, I know, but if they block the gutter in my house when their tree is actually over the roof, then that's their responsibility to cut. So I had to get them to come and prune it, which was a feat unto itself.
Oh, dear.
Question. I've got my hand up. So, obviously, your house was there before the tree. So, it's obviously their fault. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Or did you build a fucking house under a tree and then it says, oh, look, your leaves dropping on my fucking roof?
No, I built the house where they said I could build it, and it wasn't under the canopy of the tree. But in that 2 years, it spread out.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, fucking hell. So how far away from being happy with the house are you as a percentage?
I'm fine. Right. I mean, that's probably that. And the tree in the backyard is right under the roots are under the fence. So I'm hoping to get some arborist to come in and look at that, make sure it's not going to damage the new fence that I was forced to put in.
Arborist?
Yeah, someone who cuts trees and stuff like that.
Oh, a tree surgeon, a fucking gardener. You rich Tory bastard.
Yeah. A man with a van and a saw.
Yeah, sounds like Dom.
Yeah.
You know, our soldier in Australia is getting fucking war crimes at the moment.
Yeah, that's him. Cool. I haven't. I had a good look at that, but...
Four.
Yes. It doesn't sound good. Look at the Australian Defence Force might have covered a whole bunch of shit up. Surprise, surprise. Not the militaries ever do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a code red? They've all been doing it for fucking centuries.
I know.
All of them.
Code brown.
So what else has been happening? My daughter is in Canada.
Right.
Living off cannabis gummies.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so she's having a great time. The university is still pretty shit, but that's just what it is. So stuck with that. Yeah, she was told that she'd be working or not going to uni in one suburb in Surrey. It's that they pronounce Surrey.
Oh, right.
Because they're mental. And we got an Airbnb. We paid for that. And then, they said, oh, yeah, sorry. You know, we said Surrey. It's actually Richmond, which is about 30 kilometres away or an hour and a half on public transport. So enjoy that.
Surrey and Richmond.
Yeah, they're not very creative, these colours.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Richmond's just down the road from me, and I also live in Surrey.
Yeah.
That's fucking madness.
Slurry.
Slurry, yeah. It feels like it sometimes. Yeah. Fucking cans.
Looking back at David's underpants.
Absolutely. Well, they don't fold anymore. So
snap.
So what about the other sprog, David Fincher? How's he doing?
The youngest one is just going to uni and enjoying life, doing as little as possible. And the eldest one's, the Heartbreak High Season 3 got released, which he directed a couple of episodes for. That's doing pretty well. So we had a watch party for the two episodes, and, yeah, my God, Heartbreak High is shot.
It was a zeitgeist thing for me. Back in the day, so that's why the only reason I watched the new one is because I was very in tune with the old one. I was going through some at the time. Even that, I didn't watch it all. I've got it all on fucking disc and streaming, but I never watched it all.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
It's very dated.
Yeah.
The old one is. Yep. The new one's a bit woke and...
Woke.
Inclusive. Oh, yeah. Very much one of them.
It couldn't be any more inclusive, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, that's what's been going on. I've been doing more landscaping work. all the fun stuff. What about you girls?
Sorry, I was just whistling this tune from a band called Landscape. Based on a Tuesday. You say, whistling on a Tuesday? No, that's Saturday, mate, innit?
Oh, yeah.
You watch bastard. That. So, what have you been up to, Dom?
What have I been up to? Working. Playing.
9 to 5.
Yeah, pretty much. Just living, existing for the last 3 months.
Have you been YOLOing?
Yeah, only lived once. So, yeah, all right, I've been doing that.
You've been getting skibbity.
I've been listening to lots of vinyl, cleaning them. Collecting me fucking beanos, walking dogs,
flipping your beano.
Do you have a record cleaner, or do you have a preferred method of cleaning your vinyl records?
Yeah, I have this rectangle that's a bath that you put them in, and then you rotate by hand because I'm not rich.
Right. So you do that. Okay, cool.
Distilled water and some sort of cleaning agent, and then. Yeah. I'll let them dry, and then every time I put a record on the player, my Riga Planer P1, I use my velvet brush first, and an anti-static.
Yeah. No.
And then fire away.
Lovely.
And still get pops. Static.
It's just a little hard work.
Fucking anti-static thing that shoots things at it. You stick it on the central spindle, and it rotates around. Looks very dear, and I don't even know if it works. So,
but has it got a flashing light on it?
It's got several flashing lights.
Well, it's got to be worth buying then if you're a man.
I bet you've got four, haven't you?
Hemorrhoids? No. I've got a record cleaner, but I haven't got anything amazingly posh or audiophile. Although a turntable's pretty good. It's a project turntable. Nice, yeah. Yeah, I've got to move.
You got one of those ionic cleaners, or what they call them, those vibrating ones?
Yeah, kind of does a bit of ionizing-y doodah stuff and a little lick motor to rotate Les Vinyls.
Oh, yeah. I did mine manually because I'm not rich like you.
Well, I thought you put coal in yours.
Yeah. Small children. They've got little fingers, they can get right into the crevices.
Yeah, I don't want to know any more about that. Thank you very much. Yew tree pots. Two. Oh, Jesus, I've got windy pops. It's this Lucky Saint 0.3% alcohol-free IPA, which is very nice, actually. Hmm. Yes, I would sell out if we ever had product placement. Just like
what have you been doing? Oh, Pepsi.
Pepsi are better than Coca-Cola. Fact. Now, there's no scientific evidence to back that up, but it's fact.
Pepsi Max is better than any of the others, yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Although, I did see a funny tweet. It's Pepsi sort of said, like, how do you drink your Pepsi? And someone replied, after asking if they got Coke and finding out they haven't.
Oh, dear. Oh, sad Hulk music. Dear, dear, dear. What have I been up to? I got an invite to go karting tomorrow with the Institute of Advanced Motorists. Like they got this Grand Prix competition thing. Yeah, but the thing is,
he's still injured.
Well, yeah, this is it because lumbar vertebrae haven't healed quite like I was hoping, and I'm still a bit raspberry rippled. So Tom's racing instead of me. Yeah, because I emailed the IAM and said, look, I can't race at the moment, but can my son take my place? And I went, yeah, okay. So, of course, he's well excited because us IAM members, like, you know, pretty handy behind the wheel when we're not crashing our carts at 50 miles an hour.
Several times.
Well, there was only one accident that was my fault. I think one time someone bounced off a tyre barrier and drove into me. I can't remember. No, I can't remember what happened the other time. Great fun. What else have I been doing? Not a great deal else. I've been fucking work's been pissing on my chips somewhat. I've just had 3 weeks where the person that manages the team that I'm in has been away, so I've been working like the proverbial dog, and it's been fucking horrible. Just not built for hard work, because, I'm just like less liking people with every passing month, and my job I have to deal with people. It's like fucking hell.
People suck. Haven't you been doing every Saturday night on the radio as well?
The radio stuff's been going okay. I've been doing a few of the Saturday night ones because people like it. The old request show on Noisebox Radio, Freefall Saturday. In fact, I'm doing next Saturday, so I'll have to think of a theme. I mean, one the other week was quite good. It was the old moon stuff because of the lovely Artemis 2 mission. Did you guys see that on telly?
No,
I had to. It was absolutely brilliant, absolutely fascinating stuff because when I was, well, I wasn't quite one. It was, July 1969. And my dad plopped me down in front of our black and white telly to watch the moon landing. So I thought,
when you were 21?
When I was nearly one.
Oh, sorry.
You cheeky fuck bag.
Sorry, I was going up your hairline. Sorry.
So you're what?
Generic insult.
Right, okay. I'll see if I can find some of those. So what else? The old bit of sound experience radio shows doing pretty well. That's quite a laugh.
I didn't listen to it, but did I see you'd covered a Joy Division song or something at some point?
I've got, there's a few updates to the material on Final Hour's Bandcamp. finalhourmusic.com. There's some cover versions. I did one by an old gothy band called the Bolshoi, did a Joy Division one, and I did that Nine Inch Nails song that Johnny Cash did a cover of, which was really good.
I heard that before. you did that quite well, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I did, but I tarted it up and redid a few bits and put some more gravelly vocals on.
Reduxed it.
Reduxed it. It was very heavy, very metal, very bad news.
It's very metal. Oh, you remind me. One of the records I cleaned the other day was Bad News.
Oh, fantastic.
Fucking brilliant. The vinyl was like, it's M4, but it folds down and then rolling fucking Y fronts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. It. I remember that.
Quality.
Oh, now. Yeah, here we go. You want bad news?
Bad news. Where does the acoustic fit in?
Bad news. La, la, la. I've got bad news for you. You've got AIDS. Ha, ha.
Brilliant. Yeah, I got this Bad News CD, and it's got both albums on and some other like outtakes and bits and pieces. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, nice. I love that.
On my master bike. Genius name for a song. Oh, fucking hell.
What's been happening in the UK? Rosie and... There's been no problems with people hanging out with pedos and things like that?
I have been avoiding the news like the plague, really. I'll dip in every now and again just to make sure whether I need to fucking start stockpiling tins of baked beans for a nuclear winter. But other than that, it's just too depressing.
It's war, pestilence, and petrol going through the fucking radio.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
It's all very necessary. That's the thing. Oh, yeah. We had to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
On both sides have won the war. Fucking Vietnam all over again.
Yeah. Fucking cunts.
Oh no, my shares went down in price because of it. And stayed down.
Oh dear.
Your shares in Raytheon?
I've got shares in all sorts of shit, but
have you?
Generally all the spots.
Look, we've got a proper little Tory here. Fucking hell.
Well, no, I'm planning, hoping and planning for the future. I've got a lot of shares in one particular company at the moment's worth fuck all. It owes me quite a bit of money, but if it ever comes through, that'll be my retirement fund paid for.
Ooh. So
never going to.
Ooh, la la.
After we sold our house, we bought a small block of land in off my father-in-law's farm in Zimbabwe, so we're currently trying to get the paperwork sorted for that, and then we can subdivide it and flog it off.
Ooh.
That'll help pay for this house.
Blimey. You wheeler dealers, the lot of yous.
Who got to evict off the land? What flavour?
What's that?
Who are you evicting off the land? I assume now you're a landowner in Africa. You're going to be evicting someone. Is it the whites or the blacks? Is it anyone?
That's farmland. It's a farm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
just the animals.
Just animals then. Evict them.
Yeah, that's it. Get off my land. Is that farmer?
Do you have, I've been watching these TikToks, which have been really funny, as Americans being fucking mentalists, as per usual. But all these videos of these mad fuckers that run, like, the housing associations over there. Jesus, the fucking little Hitlers, a lot of them.
I know.
In the court case,
it's like, we were hassling him because, like, his bin had a little bit of rubbish poking out. And, like, they get all militant and go around in their golf buggies threatening this. And it's like, fuck you, Jack.
He'd gone to court and this guy wanted damages because the HOA owner or whatever had someone put cement in his pool.
Yeah.
What? Cement in his swimming pool.
But he's not allowed that. It's like, well, it doesn't mean you can put cement in it, though.
Fucking hell. Do you have anything?
I was going to say he'd had the pool for years and then they brought a ruling saying no open pools or something like that. and because he wouldn't get rid of it, because he was there, he filled it in. There was another one as well where there's a woman fucking went into an open garage.
A woman fucking had a car. Right.
There's a car on top of, what do you call it, like a lift.
Yeah.
She went in and she said it was messy and the door was open and it was messy. So she went in, pressed a button, and the car fell off. And it's like worth a quarter of a million or something like that. They had to pay for it.
Jeebus! Fucking hell.
Entering property and shit like that. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God.
I saw another one where there was a guy got pulled over. He was a lawyer, obviously, because it seems to be always being in these videos. Pulled over by, what, like a copper. Except he wasn't. He was like a HOA officer.
Oh, no.
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why do you think you're, why are you trying to pull me over? He's like, license registration. He's like, you have no authority. I think he ended up phoning the police, and the police came out and fucking arrested him for impersonating a police officer.
Cuck.
Jesus Christ.
There are some pockets of humanity out there, as Bill Hicks once said. Oh.
That's mental.
So what vinyl have you been getting recently then, Dom?
Oh, all sorts. I think discography. Mostly your
Gimp suits.
Yep.
No, you know, I'm going through my midlife crisis, so I like pop music again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Lots of Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, even a bit of Taylor Swift.
Fucking hell, ones, mate. Ones you, what do you mean the good ones are, aren't any?
Yeah, no, the good ones that you might like. I've got Prince Charming, Adam and the Ants.
Oh, quality.
I've got this an album I remember, a compilation album when I was young. I used to listen to it all the time at a friend's house, friend's dad's house. And I remember the cover. It was like a couple of skyscrapers and like bright lights of like loads of traffic. Turns out it's called Hot City Nights, and I found a copy of that from like 1988.
Hot City Nights? Yeah. That sounds like a great compilation.
It fucking is. Have a look. And it's quite eclectic as well.
I'll go on Discogs. Hot City Nights.
Hot City Nights.
Those compilation albums they used to have, coming out to be like 1981, the winners or some of them.
Oh, I think I might have found it. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to drop the link into the Facebook chat and you guys can see.
It's a sort of pinky colour with lots of lights.
Oh, okay. Might not be this then.
No, it's not that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. The search continues. This is fucking exciting, isn't it, listener?
There you go.
Why haven't we won an award yet?
If they're getting bored, they should know better.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I think I found it. No, I think I've definitely found it. Has it got...
That's on the screen.
Is it... does it open with I Want to Break Free by Queen?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, yep, yep, I see it there. Yes, that's...
Not that. A
oh, look, Robert Plant, really- Big Log. I bet that was about his penis.
Probably. There's some eclectic songs on there, but it's good.
That's twice. It's twice you've said eclectic. Are you trying to turn yourself into a six music DJ? This eclectic, iconic.
No, I'm not allowed to work at BBC for obvious reasons.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that court case. Fucking a fireplace in the Blue Peter Garden. Yeah.
How about Happy Birthday by Altered Images, the original?
No. Happy birthday.
It's 45 years old now. They're actually doing a tour of the album now.
Is that the album with the song Dead Pop Stars on it?
Don't think so.
Ah, because I like that song. I think it's one of their very, very early singles.
Let's have a look.
I'm going to have to find Robert Plant, Big Log now.
You find that. And the two others, one of them is Bon Jovi, which I know you'd have no interest in.
Oh, sorry, I'll turn that down.
Jeez.
No, that's it. That's proper 80s. Other plan.
You could just, like, sense the cocaine used to make this record. Those overly trebly guitars used to wind the tits off me.
You didn't do a very good job at that because you've still got plenty left.
Yeah.
Yeah, well coked up.
And it's on, got it on CD because the vinyl only had half the number of tracks on it. Yellow, 40.
Yellow?
Fucking, yeah. That's really good album.
Yeah, I do like a good compilation. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm looking at compilation. Was it? It was on Discogs, yeah?
Discogs is such a drone on my wallet these days.
Do you buy? I've never actually bought off Discogs. Do you buy off there?
Oh, Christ, I've bought about 400 albums from them.
Because I've got ones that I need to want to sell, and obviously ones that I keep looking for.
Yeah. Discogs is great, but once you start, oh, fucking hell. Say goodbye to your wallet. You won't be able to keep buying all your fancy trainers.
I assume you've got your collection on Discogs, I assume.
No, because I'm a lazy cunt.
Oh, I have. Oh, I thought you'd have one because I know you've got a massive collection. For now.
I certainly have, yeah.
I just wanted to see how that compared with mine in terms of the estimated collection values.
Oh, well, yeah, the thing is I've got some proper old valuable shit here. There's, well, you can't really see it, but in the corner there's a Short Circuit EP that was released with the very first live performance of Joy Division on. It was when they had the Electric Circus in Manchester. And behind that is a very rare Joy Division 7-inch single that John Peel famously played at the wrong speed when he first played it. There you go.
John Peel.
Yeah.
I would have been interested because, you know, it gives you like three valuations, like a shit, median, and high values.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that my high value will be your very shit value.
Well, I don't know really. Although there was this one sided 12-inch single I got by this band called Lorna Shore, and I bought that for about 100 quid. For a one-sided fucking 12-inch single. But it was limited edition. Such a sucker for that sort of thing. I said sucker, not penis. Yeah, you fucking womp. You can't.
Yeah, I've only got a few records.
Really?
I've got the original Black Sabbath record. It's probably worth nothing. I've got a bunch of Metallica picture discs that someone gave me years ago.
Well, they might be worth something.
Yeah, they would be. I sold loads of Guns N' Roses ones, and now they go for fucking fortunes. I gave them all away.
Give it away now. Anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I don't got the records anymore. It's fucking, I'm into CDs. Fuck yeah, you can have them. Because I was a dick. I get them all.
Yeah. Oh, well. Shit happens. I'm thinking about cheesy compilation albums now. There were loads that came out in the 70s called Top of the Pops, and they were like really appalling, cheap, low-budget cover versions of hits. And the covers, and like the covers all had these dolly birds and skimpy bikinis and stuff. It's all done in the best possible taste, as you can imagine.
I have several of them.
It's like the audio equivalent of Carry On.
Even better stroke worse than that was these series of albums called Stars on 45.
Oh, yeah.
You must have a Google of that.
Stars on 45 Pints.
Literally, it's their versions of classic songs. It's almost like the old K-Tel ones. K-Tel used to do these.
Version
of a Beatles song.
Yeah. I remember those.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Settle down, settle down. Have we got a show for you tonight here at the Whitney Bay Social Club? International party night. Performing tonight in alphabetical order. We've got from Italy the three.
This is not what I thought it was.
Let me out.
Shit, I thought it was something else. Damn it, that's that link buggered.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, K-Tel was like the original Timu.
Yeah. K-Tel and Ronco.
I remember the advertisements on TV of this thing where you put a picture, you pin it onto a board, and you have a piece of paper next to that, and you had this stupid apparatus. You put a pencil in one end of it, and you put the little pointer, and you go around the picture, and it would draw the picture on your paper.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that, Kate. And look, I just found.
Detail.
Look, I just found. Or rather, listen.
Penis.
Here comes the hit machine, one of Kate's greatest albums ever. 20 original hits, original stars, Maxine Nightingale. The music never stops with the fantastic Bellamy Brothers. Reflect your love. Super group of 76, KC and the Sunshine Band. Brian McClay, Jesse Calder, Rick Springfield, and Rick Dean. Sensational Starbucks. Hit Machine rolls out 20 fantastic original hits. Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. Hit Machine, 20 giant hits, all original stars.
$5.99. Wow. There you go.
Right, you need to loop that about 7 times in a row just to piss people off.
Oh, Dynamite. Sorry, say that again. The autoplay kicked in.
I said, you need to loop that about 7 times in a row so piss people off. Because they're waiting like, right, okay, we get the joke. Is he finishing? And just
continue. Oh, yes. Yeah, I should do, really. Oh, what's that one? Oh, God, that's an advert for Mini Pops. No, I'm not fucking playing that. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, no. Where did that pop up, didn't
I? Dear, oh, dear. Oh, God, my fucking back. I need to take some more drugs soon. For me back pain. Oh, yeah, well, I've got loads of those. I've got my Cocodamols, my Tramadols, my Pregabalins. It's all good stuff. It's all very metal, very heavy, very bad news.
Bad news.
right, what other jingles can I find here? What's that? Oh, some audio that doesn't work. Oh, that's fucking fantastic, isn't it? Oh, God, Jesus, fucking wept.
Oh, I've done an audio podcast.
Yes, indeed.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been.
That's more bad news there. Brilliant. hang on, when's that new Spider-Man film out? That's out soon, isn't it?
It's been a few weeks.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Because why? I like my Spider-Man. Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a boring old man. That's why.
Right, so you just watch the same film, just slightly dressed differently every 3 months and think,
yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun. It's not highbrow art, but it's good escapism. Yeah. It's a great excuse to go out and spend £20 on some stale popcorn and watered down Pepsi. Other soft drinks are available.
So you mean Pepsi?
Yeah. Pepsi. Cherry Pepsi now. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Pepsi and Shirley.
Pepsi and Shirley. Didn't one of those get a bit cancelled up or something?
No, it was Mel and Kim.
That was Mel and Kim, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Pepsi and Shirley. Pepsi is married to Martin Kemp. Martin Kemp's
right.
Dad, mum.
Mum, dad's daughter's son-in-law. Gotcha.
Nepotism. Epo kids.
Dear, oh dear.
So what's been happening in old Blighty?
Oh, I don't know. I told you I can't watch the news because it makes me weep like a badly teased vagina. I ain't got a clue what's going on. I sometimes see some lovely Reform voter and Farage voter trolling in TikTok, which is always quite good. Because those guys are fucking thick as mints. So easy to just do them over verbally. I haven't got brain cells to rub together.
Have any of them these days?
Aye. Aye, lad.
Oh, yeah, lad, back in my day, we're not adding in that side.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to. Oh, go on, you first, dear. Age before beauty. Hey,
reminded me. When you just said I, lad, when you said I, lad, it reminded me of I Had It Just The Way I Like It. Highlander has been redone with fucking, oh, what's he called? The guy who's going to be James Bond that isn't. Henry Cavill has done Highlander
for you. Okay.
Okay. I was initially horrified, but Henry Cavill could, if anyone could pull it off, who I miss is, I think he could, because he's that sort of like level geeky, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's got a Warhammer. There's a Kurgan and a Romero, so it's a complete, it's a redo of the original film.
Okay. Because I tried to watch the original a month or two ago, and Christ, it really hadn't aged well. It was like, oh yeah, let's watch this, brilliant. And about half hour, and it's like, oh, didn't like it anymore.
It's one of my favourite films still, Highlander 1. Highlander 2 with Bobbins, Highlander 3, don't even.
There was a third one.
A third one. This would be the time, bam, that story.
There was a series, and then I think there was a TV film.
Oh, TV films are always brilliant, aren't they? Jesus.
Yeah, the TV series was like, all of a sudden, there's Connor. Was it Connor McLeod? And then his brother, fucking whatever. So somehow it carried on.
Right. By some fucking bizarre plot leap or something, yeah?
Yeah, not sure how.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, there's also the new Dune film coming out in the not-too-distant future, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
When was the last time I went to the cinema? I can't remember. I saw that new Scream film on the old Dodgy Box. I went to the cinema to see the new Scream film. Fucking hell. I mean, I wasn't expecting any great shakes, but it really was quite appalling. A real sort of like a control C, control V job. Or if you're a fucking push cunt, command C and command V. Fucking Apple bastards.
I've not watched many films, but TV series. What have you been watching?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm into Ghosts, the American version of the English Ghosts.
Oh, no, the American version's bollocks.
I thought it was too. However, Rose McIver, who scored in it, used to be in this thing called iZombie, which I also got into, which is a similar sort of dross. It's just
wank fodder.
But no, it's not even that. It's just background. So I've been watching that, but me and Michelle have been watching Billions, and that's really good.
Billions?
Okay.
Yeah, really good. It's there's seven series of it. So it's Damien Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, okay.
Recommend that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else have been watching? It's a new series of Your Friend and Neighbours, a John Hamm thing. That's a bit odd. That's okay.
Odd.
Shrinking. That's really good. Fourth series. The third series just finished. There's going to be a fourth series. And the new Scrubs. It's basically the same as the old Scrubs.
Oh, okay. Because I used to really like Scrubs. I mean, like the last series or two was a bit iffy, but you know, the earlier stuff was fantastic.
Yeah, never really watched that.
It's the same, but with age. That's all.
With AIDS.
Age.
Oh, age, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What else? The Captive. That's pretty good. I watched the first series of that. It's like it's all spies and manipulation of images and stuff like that.
Manipulation of penises, yeah.
Penises. The final series of The Boys is on.
Oh yeah, I just started watching that.
I really got into it. I'll finish it off at some point.
I tell you what did disappoint me recently, and that's the sequel film version of Peaky Blinders. It's shit. I really wasn't impressed with it. Because I started watching the original series again because I really fancied it. I thought, I'll watch that again. And then, watch the sequel film. Like again, really excited to watch this. And it's like, fucking hell, it's just boring, lame, crap. And generally, it smelt of poo. I am available for professional film reviews, BBC.
I once auditioned for a TV program called on Channel 4 or something like that. Where
Britain's Most Wanted.
No, nothing professional.
Celebrity Blow Your Tits Up.
No, it was Johnny Vaughan did a film review. It's like Film Bounty, whatever, but it's Johnny Vaughan. Is it Johnny Vaughan? Yeah, Johnny Vaughan did it. And they got like random members of the public to review films. And I went to it and it was like, tell us about a film that you've seen recently that you really liked. And I did. Tell me one that you've seen recently that you really hated, just to see how you describe it. And I just kept describing whatever film it was. I'll tell you what it was, Velvet Goldmine. I saw it on a preview. And it was. I thought it was shit, but maybe it'd be better now. I kept saying it was pants. And I don't know why. Yeah, it's pants, that. It was really pants. And this bit was pants. And it's like, I don't know fucking why that word stuck in my head.
Was it called Movie Watch by any chance?
Yeah, quite possibly.
Ah.
This week on Movie Watch, Tom Hanks. Michael J. Fox. Tom Hanks. All the latest news from Hollywood.
He was on so much coke, allegedly.
No, I think he's admitted it. He was fucking off his tits majorly.
Yeah, well, that was in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, different times.
Different times.
And my wife's been watching, what's it called? Abbott Elementary. It's like an American school version of The Office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never watched it. Any good?
Yeah, some of it's funny. It's series 4. I've seen probably, 5 episodes out of the whole four seasons or whatever it is. So. I just wandered past and, you're still watching that? Yeah, okay, whatever.
Trying to think what else I've been watching. No, most of the stuff that I see on the TV, I'm just like a passive TV viewer because... Milady wife, lovely wifey, chooses all like these really grim sort of police dramas and stuff like Broadchurch, like really cheery stuff.
Same as mine.
What is it like with traffic wardens? No, women and films. And sometimes
the last
thing I
started watching was in. It's set in Ireland.
Was it as it calls where is my potato?
Yeah, it's in your bottom. No, it.
Oh, bloody hell!
They've got green uniforms. I can't think of the name of it now, but they're dealing with the IRA constantly and threats of being, I don't know, blown up or whatever.
Oh, right. Well, that sounds lovely and not depressing at all.
No. So yeah, I do the common. Well, the constant joke of, it must be summer because everyone's got their coats on constantly. But they would be filming in summer. I can imagine Ireland is just this grim, dreary.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like in sepia tone in real life.
Yeah.
Is it raining? Has it got wine in the day? Yep, it's raining.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I've just found something that might be interesting.
You came into our lives with the promise of a new. If only we knew what you could do.
What the fuck is this?
You're a cunt.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. A cunt is what you are.
Oh. Next on Top of the Pops. So where are we up to next week? More of the same?
Yeah.
Today, so my mother was coming to stay.
For?
Which is fine.
Jeez, I can get it. What?
We didn't have a bed for us. So I thought,
just sleep on this.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry. No.
Anyway, so yeah. There's this place that sold solid wooden beds. Like, oh, that'll be all right. My wife goes, I don't like the look of those. Okay, great. All right, well, just get whatever you want then.
Yeah.
So we go to this furniture place near there, and she says, I like this one. All right, we'll get that then. So I ordered it. I said, oh, yeah, it'll be there on Friday. That's great. She's coming Saturday.
Cool.
Friday turns up, doesn't come. Saturday doesn't come. Sunday, no. Monday, no. It comes the middle of the next week. Okay, that's great. So you've got this queen size mattress on the floor. And the mum's like, that's fine. I don't care. It's not as if I can't get up and down.
Yeah.
And then it turns up. And I've quickly put it together. I open it, and the base of the bed's broken.
Oh, no, man.
So then I contact them. All right, I need a new bed. We can't get you one until it'll be a fortnight.
Fucking hell.
I said, I just want a refund. Take this one back.
Yeah.
They give me the refund. That's fine in the accounts. Oh, actually, you don't have to return the bed. You can just keep that. No, we don't need it back. And I said, yeah, but I don't want it. Because they've been buying it yet, because it's broken. So you can come and get it. We can offer you $50 to get rid of it.
So wow.
So I get out AI. All right. Act as a consumer affairs lawyer. Tell me my rights. Oh, now prepare me an email. I just send that off. And, oh, yeah, actually, we'll pick that up for you on Monday.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, I've got to just close one of the boxes that had the foot of the bed in and just seal that and put the labels on the sticking out the front of the house. Dodgy fucking things, man.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I'm doing today.
Well, the fucking fun never stops with us three, does it, eh?
I know. We're living in the fast lane, mate.
Living the dream. The world's most exciting male podcast. There you go.
I'm putting a bed back in a box.
Yeah. And I'm desperately trying to make it filthy some way. Yeah, putting a bed back in the box.
Yeah, get back in the box.
Yeah.
Put in a box.
Crinkly edges. Crinkly edges.
Tie up.
Yeah. What else was I going to mention? Yeah. There's a film that's coming out that looks quite interesting. It's based on some video clips that went viral. Started a couple of years ago. It's called The Back Rooms. I don't know if you've heard of it. Looks like a weird sort of third person shooter type game thing, and you sort of like clip out of reality into this world of like really weird corridors and trippy shit. And there's a film being made of it, so I'm thinking that might be good to watch when I've had some of my special evening cake. Yeah.
What else do you got for next week? Oh, sorry.
All right, I've got the TV on in the background, and it's got Sky Atlantic advert for what's coming up. There's a TV show called The Miniature Wife, and it's like pretty big names in it. Elizabeth Watson, I can't remember her name, so not that big. But she's miniaturized and lives in a dollhouse in the house, and her husband is a guy out of Succession. How did these things get made? There's so many things, good things that, you know, books or whatever, you think, oh, that'd be a brilliant series. Why won't they make it? And then they'll come up with some fucking dross like The Miniature Wife.
Oh, dear. I'm just looking at it now. It doesn't look good.
Imagine the loop they go through.
Blimey. Rip her in half.
It was covered with Inner Space in 1987 or whatever it was. It don't need to be done into a TV series in 2026.
It's disgusting, and I blame Thatcher. Absolutely. Here's the latest bit of vinyl that I bought. Hang on a minute.
Are you wearing a bear costume?
No, it's just a bit fluffy hoodie.
He's a bear.
There's this album.
Are you a fucking, what do you call them, furries? Are you a furry?
Oh, yeah. For the right money, I'll be anything. What you can see here, that's an album by a band called Redemption Zero, which I helped produce one of the tracks on, because I'm fucking ace. And this legendary compilation album from the Derek Jarman film, Jubilee. The old punk, it's got Adam and the Ants, Wayne County in the Electric Chairs, Chelsea, more Adam and the Ants. And
Captain Sensible.
No, Captain Sensible, actually. Saw a lovely picture of Captain Sensible and our father who art in Manchester, Peter Hook. A lovely picture of Pete Hook and Captain Sensible. Because Pete Hook and the Light, I think they supported the Damned very recently. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the same picture. That's why I said Captain Sensible.
Right. My brain's a bit slow at the moment. I can't imagine why.
All that fake beer and edibles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lovely stuff. All right, well, let's see if we can maybe make these a bit more regular. I don't know, just like life and stuff and shit and things. Just gets in the way, doesn't it?
It does.
Life and death get in the way.
Yes.
Put you up a bit, don't they?
Well, that's another thing I was doing too, I forgot. What was it called? The Adventures of Jonathan Toilet. What I wrote, I put into AI to flesh out a story.
Fuck's sake.
For plot points. I'll see where that drivel goes.
Don't use AI for creative stuff.
Yeah, be creative.
Yeah. Use it for working out your personality problems to 10 decimal places or something like that.
No.
I asked the AI to try and cheer me up, and it ended up killing itself. Actually made an AI engine commit suicide. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what this show's all about. Shock.
And awe.
Shock and awe, yeah. That's definitely what I was going to say. I feel like I'm getting bloody... what's that
for? Sinus?
Yeah, I'm getting all... Well, it feels like Coconos, actually, because I'm getting all blocked up and gammy.
He's been to the Coconos.
Oh, dear. Fucking Coke. Not my wages. Jesus. I can barely afford Panda Pop. Do you remember that, Dom? Panda Pop.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Those tiny little bottles about as big as your fucking thumb.
Yep. Cost about 6p.
That's right. 6p or one off the wrist from the pedo shopkeeper.
Yeah, which is fair play. That's a good value, don't
it? Absolutely. You've got to take a load every now and again.
What's it called? It's either Death Cola or Jolt Cola or something like that, where it's like twice the caffeine, double the sugar.
Oh, Jolts.
Something.
Yeah. That's fucking dangerous stuff.
They're black can.
Yeah, and this, my mate brought back this thing from, of course, America, and it was like a pint size tin, and it was like a cross between Stella Artois and Red Bull.
It's
just fucking weird shit. Lager
mix doesn't sound good at all.
No, my insides, Jesus Christ,
they became your outsides.
Yeah, right, nearly set me embers off. Sorry.
I'm just wondering if you're prolapsed off it. That's all.
Prolapse.
Yeah. He had a tail.
Oh, look at that. Me, Emma Freud's. All right.
All right, ladies.
Yeah.
Again.
Again.
All right, I'll let you get back to the TV, Dom, and let Dave can go to bed.
I probably will go to bed because I've got to get up for Radio Jackie, Sound of the Southwest, tomorrow morning. And then, doing the karting with my son. Go, Tom.
Have you slipped in any song titles or swear words or anything into your broadcast? Yeah, I think we were talking about it at some point.
There's regularly swearing and stuff on the... on Radio Jackie or my... Late night.
You're gonna put like song lyrics or song titles or something.
Yeah, it's really tricky to do on Radio Jackie because it's like a legitimate station and
proper.
You know, if I do something really naughty, off cobble, like fucking off see comp, the station. Yeah. So I behave mostly. I got a complaint because I said I was selling pictures of my cat's feet to pay the bills. And someone actually, someone actually complained about that. It's like, fucking hell, really?
What?
But people love to be outraged. The sort of people that phone up talk radio. Oh, traffic wardens. They're all paedophile reptiles. Yeah,
all
right, mate.
Well, I don't know. I own a snake, and I think they're absolutely out of order. I'm complaining to the highest.
Yeah. No, I know someone who owns a snake, and I'm really offended on their behalf.
Yeah, that's it. That's more of the case.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Fucking...
All lives matter. Oh, fuck off, you don't...
Yeah, it's not even that. I've seen a fucking video of, like, fucking middle-aged white people taking baskets full of avocados to the front desk of a Sainsbury's because the Zionist fruit from fucking Israel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get a life, man. You're in fucking Horwich or wherever you live, Kingston.
Yeah, jeepers creepers. Fucking bloody hell. Stupid.
All buildings matter.
All buildings matter. Yes, all drugs matter. Just don't take them. Send them to your Uncle David and I'll eat them. Or shove them up my ass.
All mass matters. Oh, hang on, there's got to be something in there about mass and matter and antimatter.
I'm not feeling that cerebral this evening. You would have never guessed from the last hour. Yeah.
Save that for next week, that one.
Oh, yeah, like I'm going to remember 5 seconds after I press stop.
I'll
have a wank.
Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Good lad. And he's spent. Oh, dear.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.